Try not to laugh to this Cracker Milk podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Cracker Milk podcast. And we're joined on our very first ep of us doing this again for the fourth time and saying we'll do it again permanently.
Yeah.
But this time we swear we will because we put a couch in the room and it made us sweaty. So now it has to be worth that physical labor.
Yeah.
We're joined with Chris. Chris plays my father and he is also a permanent member of Cracker Milk and really fucking annoying is what I'd say if I was a mean guy, but I'm not. I'd say he's kind and nice and funny and chatty if I was a kind guy, which I'm not. I am a little disgruntled. I think you've got some problems. You've got some attitude you bring, and also you got a soft skull.
He also fell asleep just before, like 30 minutes ago.
We had a 5-minute conversation about an idea and he falls asleep.
That's right. Which would give you a little bit of an idea of how exciting the fucking conversation was. Just quite. You just said it. You said I'm a nice guy, and you described me as chatty.
Yeah.
And yet 1 hour ago, sitting at lunch, you literally turned to me and said, will you shut the fuck up?
Okay, well...
that's what you said.
You don't seem very offended.
Am I allowed to swear in this podcast?
Yeah, you're allowed to do
swears.
Sure,
you can do whatever you want to.
I don't think it's possible for us not to do swears.
Yeah, sorry? I said you could do whatever you want.
Hey, you don't tell other people what to do.
Tell me what to do.
I am the only one that has...
Do I have to hide the...
No.
No, we're sponsored.
Really?
We're not sponsored. Stop saying things. You don't know anything.
I know.
Is this a real, like, because on a real movie, you have to hide, you can't do that, you can't show that.
It's a podcast, not a movie, for one.
Well.
And hold that mic closer to your mouth, please. It's not aimed at your mouth at all.
If you put it right on your cock. On your cock and pretend it's your cock.
Yeah,
feels
that's
good.
Yeah.
It feels good. Perfect length. Perfect height.
It's quite ironic because my cock looks like this.
Yeah.
That's what your cock looks like, dude?
Yeah.
It's like a pencil sucks, with like a rubber.
It's like a microphone. If his cock looks like a microphone, it's like a microphone.
That's right. Actually,
why would it look like...
Now it looks like...
Oh, dude. Your dick has a knuckle in it.
Yeah.
Hasn't everyone's got a... It's the idea. How do you fucking get around corners and maneuver?
I get up in there and stuff.
Yeah.
What are you doing up there that you need corners?
What? You don't...
You don't...
Yeah, you know what?
It just got like a stiff thing that goes in and out. How fucking exciting is that for the girl?
Well, what is exciting?
Or
for
the... whatever you might,
if you can
beast
stick
or animal
in,
that you prefer.
Beast like or animal.
Yeah, if you can move around and do that sort of get things going on.
So you can, when you have stiffy, a fully erect penis, stiffy as they say, as doctors call it. Do they
technically correct? Terms.
Do they? This is our first podcast with less than 10 minutes. We're talking about stiffies.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No one's going to want to listen to this.
No, that's very true.
So when you get a stiffy, you're saying you can use it like a knuckle, it can bend and stuff?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
I'm not a fucking weirdo, surely. I'm not an expert on other people's dicks.
Do you like take your cock out and like when you look at a girl, you like move your finger like come here. Like come here. Like,
yes.
Really? That's crazy.
No, that's
that must be a boomer generation thing. Can your dick do that?
Yeah, but other way. Goes down.
That sounds like it's used for scratching.
Yeah, it's good.
It sounds... What do you mean it's good?
Well, sometimes like... Because how it sits... Like,
it could only scratch like your arm or something.
No, because it goes down.
Is that a cup of coffee?
So,
yeah.
Did you make yourself a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Well, that's rude.
Is it?
I don't know anyone that doesn't make a cup that makes a cup of coffee for themselves. And
I don't
they have
know.
Guests
I don't
and they
know.
Don't say, anyone else want a cup of coffee?
I don't know anyone that likes drinking their coffee with a can of Diet Coke they just opened.
I had the Diet Coke because I didn't realize coffee was on the fucking table.
Ah, well, I'll take the Diet Coke back.
Well, the coffee is on the table, technically.
It is.
Yeah, I'll take the Diet Coke back.
No, I don't
No, give it to me.
No, I don't even drink coffee.
No, give it to me. That's what I thought. Oh, snatches it out. Snatches it away like a little rat.
You just said the name of
the... A little soft-skulled rat. Now, this is the first thing I want to bring up. This is something that we, you know, look, we've been, it's hard because we all live together, obviously. Like, the girls are in the other room right now, probably talking about periods or tampons.
And
or,
we're here talking about stiffies.
Fighting.
Yeah, girls and we're here talking about stiffies because we're boys. And, like, the thing is, like, you know, we take Chris to the doctor, like, once a week to try and figure out what's going on with his head because Chris has what we realize is a soft skull. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a balloon
like
stuffed full
skull.
Of flour where you can press into it and it'll like stay in that shape. It's like a little baby skull. It's pretty concerning because like we'll get him to do sound and those headphones will come on and he takes them off and he has like a full dent there that takes like it takes probably what? How many minutes of kneading would you say it takes?
I'd probably say it'd be close to 3/4 of an hour of kneading.
So 45 minutes.
Yeah.
3/4 of an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would also agree it's probably about like, I'd probably say it's probably like, one time it actually took me 4 half-an-hours to knead out the dint in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. Hey.
Yeah. That's
like
crazy.
Play-Doh.
Yeah. And the problem is as well, it doesn't affect his brain. It's really strange. It stays the same, but yeah. So if you're ever wondering why you might see Chris with some lotion on his head, or like his head looks a bit weird and wonky lotion. With like head, yeah, like kneading lotion. It's just because he's
a kneading lotion.
We're trying to look.
Lotion.
What do you mean? The fuck is a kneading lotion? You ever heard of a kneading lotion,
dude? You guys don't use kneading lotion on your places?
No.
Oh.
Never fucking heard of kneading lotion.
Kneading lotion's in the. It's good. It's like a bit minty. It's good though.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Yeah,
to knead it. Or else it gets the hose.
Are you lying to us, dude? Is that right? About kneading lotion?
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what I'm weird. I'm very fit. Now he's talking about lotion and check out the new glasses. Remember what I was saying before about
it? Why are you going to bring up the new glasses?
Because it looked like a fucking serial killer. And now you're quoting serial killers.
I got told I need
to put lotion on my skin.
I'm trying to feel comfortable.
For what?
For like close-up stuff, arm's length stuff.
Is this arm's length?
No. Yeah. But I just put them on and I forget to take them off.
It's more the style of glasses. Were you going for the Clark Kent thing, or were you going for the serial killer thing? Because it's kind of Jeffrey Dahmer-ish.
I'm going to throw a jab this way to my right here.
Okay.
You're making fun of me because I have prescription glasses that I wear.
Are they prescription?
Well, they're reading glasses, right?
Yeah.
But you wear them all the time.
Not all the time. I wear them when I'm around the house.
Probably 80%
of
the time.
Right, okay.
So reading books,
not
reading people.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up?
You like rings, don't you?
Yeah.
You ever had a nose ring?
Butt rings.
No.
You ever pretended to have a nose ring, even though you don't have one, and worn it in like you did?
Yep.
Interesting. Test it out. Let's move on. Fake nose ring.
No, it'd be like wearing glasses without the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's worse than me, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but you're wearing reading glasses for not reading.
Lies.
I'm reading the room all the time. And what I'm seeing is a real
hey,
snarky asshole.
I nearly got
me.
My nose pierced, but it was just before COVID happened and they stopped doing piercings. And
well,
they stopped doing piercings for COVID.
The reason they said no is because they didn't.
Especially nose one, because it's like COVID.
Yeah.
COVID.
Boogies.
And they didn't have a scalpel big enough to cut up that fucking
See, here's
snoz.
The point I was going to make. And I say this with nothing but love.
Yeah.
Elias, nothing but love.
Yeah, yeah.
But
just before you say it, it kind of sounds like it's going to be like the opposite of love. What's the opposite of love?
If I didn't love you, I wouldn't say this. Okay. If I didn't love you. But sometimes when you have an appendage that's like very overt, it's just like most people, you can use blush and shade and that to actually make it look smaller. But putting something on it that highlights, that draws the eye. So if you were to put like some fucking ring on that thing, it's going to draw the eye to the nose. And then people are, instead of saying, oh, there's Elias, he looks pretty cool. They're going to say, look at that big nose.
Yeah, and then as they're looking at my nose, they're missing my right hook. See, it's all mind games with me. I'm good like that.
I don't think I don't think you would be capable of you are... All right. I went out the other day, came back to film. It was a hot day. It's been hot, right?
Lately, yeah, it's been
the weather's
hot
been crazy,
as
eh?
Flat.
That's what Queensland is, man.
Hot?
Yeah.
Humid.
I think you just need to embrace
really?
That. You need to embrace the weather. If it's you live
but
in Queensland.
It's like climate change, dude. Like it's clearly getting hotter.
Yeah, it's like a waterfall.
For a start, I'm over the age of 50, so I'm not allowed to believe in climate change. I'm sorry. Not allowed to believe it. I'd like to believe it, but I can't.
You agree with the science and stuff. It's in the contract. Certificate.
The second I turned 50, they said no more climate change.
On his birth certificate at 50.
Yeah.
so it's hot, right? You can't really handle the heat, or?
No, I like the heat.
Really?
I can handle it. Yeah. If you live in Queensland, you've got to.
That's interesting because Goob actually showed me something. He came into my room crying, like he was crying.
It's because he's a little bitch.
Hey.
Sorry.
He was crying. He couldn't handle what was going on. And I was like, what's up? And he had recorded one of our shoots the other day, recorded the behind the scenes. And I just want to like take the time because I think what's important is we hold everyone accountable. And so I just want to sort of take a moment to show you sort of your own behavior, Chris, and what it's like working with you, man. Because like, you know, it's shocking. It's really shocking that we're dealing with this sort of attitude on set. Here, do you want to pass me? Are you okay?
I think my attitude on set is fine. Okay? I think you guys.
Hey, get away from him.
You right there, little
Christ.
Fella? You okay?
You're rude as to him. Now, I just want to, we just need to listen.
Sorry, you want
to,
just be careful when you sit down there, it might hurt your vagina.
Oh, that's rude. That's rude. Now, again, I just want
to
It's
a nice shirt too, Goob. They sell man clothes. Will you buy that?
Man clothes? Do you mean does it come in men's?
Hey, yeah, does it? Well, the same thing. They sell man clothes. Will you buy that?
Aren't you a script writer?
What do you mean? I'm not turning the aircon on.
You're a fucking tight Turn the fucking aircon on. Every time I come here, it's completely fucking sweaty. You won't like fucking sweating like some slut.
Hey, Chris, what? Calm down. You're upsetting Elias.
You want to fucking calm down? Well, calm down if I'm fucking cool.
Mate,
if I wasn't fucking up.
It's a shot, the shot master.
Shut the fuck up! Turn the fucking aircon on, you fucking fucking hell!
You can't say that word for one. The other thing is, Chris, how are we meant to use the aircon when the sound's running for the shot?
Fuck the sound!
Hey,
fuck the sound!
Hey,
think it's a fucking about sound!
Calm down.
Fucking hell.
Calm down.
You're fucking recording this!
Hey, no, it's alright. It's alright.
So
that person sounds like they weren't happy.
Well, look, I know listeners out there, that's probably really confronting. We're meant to be a comedy podcast. We've got someone screaming on set. And just so you know, at the end there, you might have heard that Chris noticed Goob recording. The police report shows that Goob was locked in the studio for, I think, 6 hours with Chris banging on the other side. 5.5 hours, yeah. And it's rough. It's rough to hear. It was rough to
see. I'm sorry that had that happened.
Well, the problem is, mate, like you can't scream.
What'd you call me?
Mate.
You just call me you just call me. I hear what you call me.
I called you mate.
You said you. That's what you said.
This is the sort of shit we're talking about. You can't just be going around screaming and throwing a tantrum when things don't go your way. We're here to we understand it's hot. It's hot.
Yeah.
It's Queensland heat.
Is this deepfake shit I've been hearing about? This
that's
AI
not deepfake.
Stuff?
That's you. We know that's you. Patrons, you can see
Didn't
the video.
Like
it's on YouTube. We're putting this all up on YouTube. The podcast is up. There's a thing up there now, mate. Everyone can see who you like.
Listen, it's not true. Deepfake. Fake news.
What accent's that?
Put it on Truth Social and see how far it gets.
We can't say that. You can't say that.
I can't say that.
Probably can't say that one. Anything you want to chat about, guys? Anything? We're here. We're here to have fun. Let's move past the fact that you scream at us all the time. Do you want to say anything about that?
I mean, I kind of get it from both of you guys, so getting screamed at.
Are you saying I behave like him? Come on.
No. I'm fine on set. I don't have throw tantrums.
On set.
I don't do anything wrong. I'm not hitting you or grabbing your ass and stuff. Okay, and not once have I ever woken you up when you've slept on my couch naked. Not once have I woken you up naked, really flailing about, demanding your attention. Have I?
Yeah, you have.
No.
Multiple.
Nah, that's deep fake. That's deep fake shit. Okay. Welcome everyone to the Cracker Milk
Welcome
podcast.
Welcome everyone to the Cracker Milk podcast.
We're not going to include anything that we just did. It was all shit. We're not doing it. We're not keeping any of it in. So let's start
again.
I
feel like that's a lie.
I feel like you're a liar.
I'm a liar.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
That's my name.
Is that what a liar is short? Look, is that that's where the Dutch word comes from?
No, the Dutch word
Elijah.
Elijah. A liar.
Dutch word Elijah.
Is that just Elijah? Elijah. You liar.
Should we bring any characters? Close. Should we try any characters out?
I don't know, man.
I reckon we should come up with a catchphrase first and then build a character off the catchphrase.
All right.
But it can't be racial, okay? It can't be racial.
Okay.
That includes you too.
All right. What about
a catchphrase?
It's my soft skull.
I kind of feel it's leading towards my Play-Doh brain, but that's
or
not.
Or no. Could be a baby coming out of the womb for the first time and realizing that it's got a skull and it's soft.
But all babies have soft skulls. A lot.
Yeah,
of
it's an awareness.
You know, you're actually 100% of people have your type of skull at least one time in their life.
Yeah.
The only part that's shocking, and you don't need to be ashamed of it, because the only part that's shocking is that somehow after infancy, your skull never, the pieces never joined, and it's so soft. Sometimes I need it just because it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know they found ancient dinosaur prints in the top of his head that are fossilized?
Really?
Yeah.
That was soft enough that it got embedded
in
it.
One, he's been around that
long.
Like
an ammonite?
So did you say a memonite? Isn't that the
ammonite?
Ammonite.
Yeah.
Aren't they the people that live in Utah and married their sisters?
No, it's a...
Any celebrity deaths, Goob?
Oh, yeah, any celebrity...
Prince Charles. King Charles.
No, he didn't die. He just got canker.
Well, this week.
Close enough.
Yeah, he died this week.
By the time you've cut this...
Because I reckon someone's died today, surely.
Who had...
Aaron Rodgers.
Who the fuck's Aaron Rodgers?
Damn.
What sort of football did he play? I don't know about fucking Aaron Rodgers as well.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
What about Soccer? Chubbs? What about Apollo Creed?
When did...
He did not.
Steven Tyler.
Who's Steven Tyler?
He did not die. He's not 78.
We laugh because we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who? Hitler died.
Yeah. Hitler died.
Oh, that's good to know.
When did that happen? When?
Allegedly. Yeah.
More than a week ago.
Yeah, bullshit.
More than a week ago?
Nobody, no parole.
I'm crazy. I didn't hear about that.
Nobody, no parole.
I thought that guy was still running around.
I just fucking said Apollo Creed.
Didn't he die in the movie? I thought the Arnold Schwarzenegger N-word died.
Yeah. That's crazy. I thought he was going
to... Arnold Schwarzenegger N-word died.
Yeah. I thought he was going to live to like 170, to be honest.
Arnold Schwarzenegger N-word?
Yeah.
In Austrian years.
Huh?
In Austrian years.
Why? What's the difference between...
It's the same. It's like dog years and everyone has different things. Oh, yeah. He's from Austria.
Because the country eternally pays for siding with the Nazis. So they age quicker.
They like to pretend.
What's your favorite Arnie Schwarzenegger N-word movie?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Come now.
I do like Predator, and I do like Kindergarten Cop. I do have a little soft spot for the one with the Action Man doll, Jingle All the Way.
Do you know when designing Predator, they came up with it?
Here we go.
Did you know that Predator? Back in the day, my dad used to work at Movie World, and so you would get a lot of the like prop designers and stuff building stuff for the thing, and they came in with like a Predator outfit, and they were like, yeah, what we actually did was we it's not even that funny. What we actually did was we looked for, like, we wanted to make a story about a creep, like a really what? This joke sucks. Anyway, did you know that Predator was inspired by the life events and true happenings of Elias de Wedger? Sorry, that's it. That's all I was trying to get at.
Seriously.
Yeah, yeah. So like in the movie where they do that handshake bit like that, that was actually Elias. Imagine, you know that shot in Predator where they grab each other's hands like this?
Yeah.
Imagine it's you to your car. So a guy cuts in this ultra sweaty, like, highlight shot.
Predator was... That was the one with Get to the Chopper, wasn't it?
No.
Wasn't Get to the
That's
Chopper
That's Black Hawk Down.
Get to the Chopper!
Wasn't That's Black Hawk...
And get down! Or was that Commando?
You're the man!
Was it Commando?
That's
it was Predator,
Black Hawk Down.
Black...
Which is crazy, because there's not a single fucking bird in the movie, cunt.
All black guys.
No, there's a few black guys in the film.
All black hawks.
I'm just, well, if there's black men in the
black
film, there are black cops.
But you've seen that movie.
Yeah, I have. Crazy.
What happens in it?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Jesus Christ.
Arnold Schwarzenegger N-words in it.
Yeah.
And he is in a helicopter.
I believe the term is dopper.
It's crazy that Arnie has that song about him being in Paris.
Rugrats in Paris, I remember.
Wait, if you had to, okay, you get trapped in the Rugrats world, and a man, let's say Dan Schneider, hands you a gun with one bullet and says you got to kill one of these fucking Rugrats. Which one would you kill? And you escape if you do. And they've gone forever. The children face the trauma of losing a friend. They remember who you are and what you did. And every episode's about the murder of that kid from that point. And then the spin-off Rugrats All Grown Up is a neo-noir thriller where, like one of them's heavily addicted to drugs. Like, Stu Pickles is, like, has hung himself. Yeah.
You'd have to kill the Ginge.
You'd have to kill Chucky?
The Ginge, yeah.
Unfortunately,
he's got the least to live for anyway.
Well, he does have to go.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks because, like, I quite like him.
Where
I'm fond of
him. Where would
you
shoot
him?
Oh, in the face.
In the face? I shoot him in the back of the skull.
No, the face. If you're going to do it properly.
Do you reckon you could keep the bullet if you just like tossed him off or tossed a rock at him or something?
If you tossed him off.
You can't toss off a cartoon character.
That's what you just said. Now, honest question. Have you ever had an erotic dream about a cartoon character?
What?
Have you ever had an erotic dream about a cartoon character?
I had an erotic dream about you.
I'm not a cartoon character.
I needed the top of your head.
You need? Come on. Have you ever had an erotic dream about a cartoon character? Have you ever whacked off to Betty Rubble?
Listen to me.
Have you ever masturbated to Betty Rubble?
I needed the...
What
did you say?
Betty Rubble is the hottest cartoon character.
Have you tossed off to Betty Rubble?
You don't know Betty Rubble from the Flintstones?
Oh, yeah.
Which is wrong because so it's Barney's wife.
No, I didn't toss off.
How
the
fuck did Barney Rubble, little fucking fat ass, get Betty Rubble?
Yeah. There's things people like. This is kind of just like gibberish. Maybe there's things people want to know about you.
What they like to know about me?
What do you reckon they want to know?
Fire away. I know
what people want to know. Are you one of our dads? Every question I get asked, is he one of your dads? Can you answer that, Dad? Sorry, Chris.
Well, look, not to disparage your mothers, but possibly. It's not beyond
the realms. Get the fuck off. No. Get the fuck off. Don't you disrespect my mum like that.
Sorry, but...
We all know that you can't have sex anymore because your foreskin's too tight around the tip of your penis.
Stiffy.
We spoke before. Sorry. I don't have a foreskin. Remember?
No. Ask him another question. This is a lie.
But he didn't answer. Well, he kind
of
did.
Yeah, he just said he fucked all of our mums. Yeah. It's awful, dude. And
I didn't say I did. I just
that.
Said it's not beyond the
your
realms of possibility.
Your mum's going to hear.
Back in the day, I was a player.
You were a player back in the day. You.
Who did you play for?
No, I wasn't. I was not.
Who did you play for?
All.
Adult Babies.
I don't know.
Adult Babies Incorporated was Chris's team.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
So did you wear the diaper because it was... cool to look.
I think the idea, I'm looking forward to when that happens to me as an old person.
Wear a diaper.
Wearing a diaper. Fuck yeah. That's going to be the most comfortable fucking thing in the
that
world
would be
you have to
pretty
do.
Sick.
You haven't got to get up and. Do you know how annoying it is now to hit the fucking pause button to go and do a piss?
Chris,
you don't worry about it anymore.
Chris,
I can just sit and piss and shit in your pants.
You're shitting and pissing.
That's right. And then ring a bell for a nurse to come and change it.
Yeah. So and then they touch your cock and stuff.
Stiffy.
Sorry, stiffy. And then they touch your stiffy and stuff.
Touch my stiffy and stuff. My stiffy and
imagine
stuff.
Imagine getting a nappy change and you got a big stiffy.
You're covered in your own shit with the big stiffy.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Sorry, nurse.
Sorry, nurse. Yeah.
Do you want to come to my art show?
Nah, I already did that once.
Do you want to come to my... I'm doing
you
new
that
one.
Too.
Yeah,
do you reckon you could not charge so much this time?
I remember getting a free beer. You gave us a free beer.
Yeah, I gave everyone free drinks.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
I dropped it and it smashed everywhere.
That's right.
I didn't get any
that
free
was a bad
beer.
Return on investment, wasn't it?
Hey.
Everyone, here's some free drinks. That's a nice photo of a forest. How much? Oh, that one's 600.
If I ever invent a time machine, that's where I'm going back to.
I'm going to change the price.
Change the prices.
So they say you have one opportunity to go back in time. You're like, my art gallery 2 years ago, I would have lowered my prices by roughly 33%.
Man, it would have changed my life.
Is there going to be like a structure to these podcasts?
Should there be? Do you reckon there should be?
Well,
more
I remember
structure?
Last time when we were doing them, you would always try and fucking inflict some structure.
Yeah, I gave up on it.
Yeah, that was my favorite part. Was
yeah,
fucking
it was
some
good. It was
fucking
fun.
You up.
There's
with you trying to do the structure
wanna,
and us
I reckon
derailing
probably,
it.
Do what? What do you want to do?
Try and put some structure on this now. What structure would you like us to do?
Well,
right
I just kind of want
to
look at like how we can incorporate our fun character and drama work into it.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. So, what do you think we should do?
Oh, fuck me. Is that what this is?
Let's talk about...
stop touching your
me.
Testicles.
I had to adjust
you
my
don't.
Penis.
You know, I've never seen a man touch his balls more than you.
Like
oh, I actually have.
Alan Border.
I have. I can't say who.
Alan Border famously did it when he was playing cricket every time between... As the delivery came in, he would adjust his nutsack and then squat down. So you got to see that every single time. Alan Border would adjust his nutsack.
Is that why you became such a big fan of cricket?
Yeah.
That's an inappropriate joke. We're not
I love islands. So it could be
yeah, you're from an island, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. You live on an island.
Yeah.
You're an islander.
All the other weirdos. Yeah.
You can't really. You wouldn't say stupid shit like that, would you?
No, I'm a specific islander.
Pacific islander.
Specific islander. Islander.
Like, are there lots of weirdos on the island?
Like Samoan or something.
Seriously?
No. I'm from a specific island.
There are lots of sandflies on your island.
Yeah, they're fucking annoying.
Yeah. See, what the fuck? So why? You know,
Elias.
Why would you live somewhere there's a shitload of sandflies?
Elias gets rid of it. Now he gets rid of them. Elias walks at the time. He goes. Because he says you can't taste them if you swallow them hard enough. You can't taste them. And he said one time he got so many that he didn't get any bites.
Are they that bad that you got to fucking spray like all the time and shit though?
Sometimes, yeah. Like if you go to the beach, like they burrow into they're not like at home. The fucking mosquitoes are bad.
Is it like a beach though?
No, it's like there's a lot of muds and mud flats and stuff.
We call it slop.
There is one sand beach. But there's like no surf, so it's just kind of calm, and then it goes to mud. There's a lot of rock beaches.
A bay.
Rock
Do you have
beaches.
Any surf?
Rock beaches. I'm trying to find the appeal.
It's cheap.
How much do you pay?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's because you're not
I'm hiding from the...
What did you say over there?
But surely things on the thing would be expensive.
There's blocks of land on the island for like 60k. For 60k.
Yeah, but then how, like building over there would be dear as fuck, wouldn't it? Because supplies and shit and...
Hello. He lives on a beach. Sandcastle. Fucking stupid.
Where do you think every survival game starts?
On the fucking beach.
On the beach.
You fucking stupid idiot.
So all the houses over there look like shelters and Survivor. What are you saying? That's what you live at.
Do you think he's seen Survivor? You think his shelter can run electricity? He hasn't seen Survivor. But
you've never watched Survivor.
I don't have internet, dude.
He doesn't have anything.
I don't have any electricity. I'm about to watch Survivor.
He bought a Tesla. This sounds like an idyllic. And now we can't get it back.
I can't charge. I can't fucking charge it.
It sounds like an idyllic lifestyle.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, honestly. Like, you know, get back into nature.
Are you crying?
And like sometimes it's just good to, you know, reconnect.
Wow. Are you crying? What a great life choice you've made there.
It's cheap.
You're supporting your parents right now, aren't you?
I am. My dad's 67 this year.
Yeah, your parents are living with you, aren't they?
I'm living with them. They're old, dude.
You've moved back home. Dude.
Yeah, I know. They're getting old. So, you know.
So you've moved back home.
Do they care when you bring home chicks and you fucking them? Do they care?
Nah.
Do you go, oi, dad, I've got another one.
Yeah, nice son. And he gives me a high five.
Do you get recognized, like, the two things? I'm assuming you get, like, recognized in the street a lot because you tell us, like, for Crack Milk and stuff.
Oh, seriously? Yeah. I went through a week there where I got recognized almost like five times in one week.
Too. So it was weird.
You're getting approached a lot.
It was crazy.
Are people often asking if they want to take you to the front counter so they can look for your parents?
Because if you're
Because the other day, what's interesting is the other day I went to IKEA. I just needed some new fake plants. And so I was going to IKEA. And I walked past the little playpen.
The fuck is IKEA?
The playpen with all the kids in it. And I saw you in there actually like getting into quite a heated argument with a little girl in the ball pit. And do you want to explain yourself? Because they might think, like, I know you look like a little baby. You look like a little shy baby.
Are you talking about the Scandinavian furniture store?
IKEA. You call it IKEA?
It's fucking IKEA. I don't call it IKEA. It's fucking IKEA.
It's okay. He's young. He's growing to the name.
Did someone press on your head too hard? Now your brain no.
Can you not fucking read? It's very fucking.
Who's the most famous person you met? You worked at the airport, yeah.
The most famous person I've met.
Gorbachev!
On YouTube.
Yeah, Mikhail Gorbachev. YouTube.
Who's the most famous YouTuber you've ever met?
Yeah. Fucking you. So I don't fucking know YouTube, cool.
Did you know we met Smosh one time?
Yeah, we had dinner with him.
Smosh.
Really?
Yeah, we met Smosh.
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, we met Smosh. Yeah. And
Barjo.
Who the fuck is that? I've never met that. You know Barjo?
Barjo.
We met Smosh. Ian told me to fuck off because I tried to get into his room. That actually happened.
Yeah.
And then I threw up everywhere. I blew chunks.
Does he work at IKEA?
Chunking everywhere.
I was chunking it up. They
were super lovely. Like they were
some,
really nice.
There was a couple. Some were pretty rude. We're not going to name.
What?
We won't name who.
What the fuck was this at? Like a YouTube convention or something?
We're not
going to
like.
No.
We can't say that. But we're not going to name. We're not going to name names. But a bunch. Like some of them were so lovely, Smosh. Like so lovely. Yeah, but some of them were awful people. Yeah. Like I'm not going to name names. But like you can probably guess which ones were really awful.
They were all really lovely. There were none awful.
Yeah, okay. Cut that bit out.
Yeah. Why are you cutting that bit out?
Really just lovely. For no reason.
We're talking all the time, eating, drinking. You blew chunks everywhere.
I blew chunks post-Smosh.
Yeah, but it was a lot.
Do you think it's okay to bring up like personal issues like that, like my traumas?
You brought it
that's
up first.
That's my traumas.
Yeah,
that's
you brought it up first, and I'm doubling down on your trauma.
Yeah, you
dude.
Shouldn't make fun of Connor's trauma.
Why don't you double down on this dick?
Okay, if you want.
Of course, I want.
This one?
That's a microphone.
Right.
You need to grow up.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Smosh?
Wow, we worked so hard to build connections and create a net community, and you're sitting over here burning bridges. Smosh have over 180 million subs. Did you know that? 180 mil.
You started talking about Smosh after we were talking about fucking IKEA. We're going to Smosh. I just figured fucking must be some
biggest sketch comedian group in fucking Europe. 180 million subs. Europe. Yep.
In Europe.
Aren't they European?
Scandinavia.
I don't know where they're from. 180 million subs. Okay. First people to make a YouTube video. That was longer than 2 minutes. They got a deal with Nintendo. They signed a deal.
I thought the longest video on YouTube was the Zabruta film.
They signed a deal with Nintendo and now voice their Mario characters. That's how fucking successful they are. And you are sitting here saying you don't know who they are.
I have no idea.
One of them is a radical conspiracy theorist. I'm not going to name names. We don't need to name names. But let's
some
just
of
say,
them were paratroopers in World War II. It's crazy.
You just said they were submariners.
Sometimes I think about doing a live improv show, and then I think we'd have to be on stage with you.
Yeah,
and that would stress me out.
And I'd throw the ball around, and then you guys would have to try and catch it, and you'd be like, "What the fuck? This is a triangle, not a ball."
What?
You can't say no. You can't say no.
Can't say no.
Can't say no. That's right. Golden rule of improv. Can't say no.
Your trick is that you had to fuck everything up and then go see.
Yeah.
He's good. He is good. I don't have a rebuttal to him shrugging.
That'd be
shoulders.
An improv I'd go and see.
What's that?
Actually, where everyone's just trying to fuck each other up. As in trying to be all this, you know, take it and run with
you
it.
You call it no but.
Yeah, I fucking hate that shit. I want to see no but. You're not allowed to say no, right? Isn't it really not allowed to say no?
It's yes and.
You're saying
yes
you want to see an improv where everyone, oh, right, the whole point is everyone has to go, like, agree with each other?
Yeah.
No, I want to see it where they're just trying to fuck each other
so
up.
So you call it no but?
No, you're saying
yes I don't want to see any buts in
it. You run with it, but you're trying to fuck around, so you just do random fucking crazy shit. That's still yes and. All right,
let's do a scenario. Okay. You're a shop clerk, and I want to buy some bubble gum, and you don't have any left.
Who am I?
You're not in it.
Okay. All right.
All right. You're behind me in the line.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Let me get into character.
Excuse me. You're behind me in the line. You've got music on, so you're not really.
Okay. I'm shocked.
You're not really paying. You're not really paying attention.
Yeah. No. Sick. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Hi. I'd like to buy some bubble gum.
We haven't got any. Fuck off, you.
Hey. That was pretty good. Can we try again from the top? Can we try again?
Okay.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
You okay?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'd like to buy some bubble gum.
No, and?
Sorry for the laughing. I was listening to a really funny song.
I don't remember asking, actually. I don't know who you are. What song are you listening to? That's so funny. Sorry, I'm just going to get to you don't have any bubble gum?
Nah, but...
That's all good. Yes, and you're that guy I saw on the news that did that horrible terrorist attack, remember? The massacre? You did that, didn't you?
Again, fake news. And you fuckers can do anything with your AI shit these days. And I'm just waiting for my bubble gum shipment to arrive, please. Now, would you mind fucking off?
Yeah, I guess that's fair enough. I guess I'll go.
Yes.
Hey,
see, improv's easy. It's so simple.
Scene's not done, mate. Huh? Scene's not done. Hey, you're up.
Hi, mate.
It's your turn. Yeah. Mm.
Hey, just I'll just grab this stuff, thanks.
What do you want, sorry?
Just this stuff. That
what's
I
this
on
stuff?
The...
What is it? Everything in my shop is behind
he
the counter.
Know.
What would you like to buy?
He doesn't know.
What would you like to buy?
I'll have. I guess I'll have these just salami sticks and
salami
some
sticks.
Gum.
Did you say bubblegum?
Yeah. Just
do you
some
want bubblegum?
Well,
I told the like, last fucking.
It's not bubble gum. I just wanted like the mint gum.
Oh, hey,
stuff.
Sorry, I just forgot my wallet. Are you asking for gum?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. He doesn't like that.
Why?
He's just not a fan. And doesn't have any. I don't. It aggravates him.
But he's.
He was that guy on TV that did that massacre.
What?
Yeah.
You were, and he's working here.
Yeah. All right.
What was it like?
See ya.
Get the fuck out of my store.
Can I take this?
Get the fuck out of my store.
Do you still want me to pay or?
Get the fuck out of my store.
He's trying to fart. I can see. Just so you know, I can see him. I
saw should do horror
dude,
improv.
Dude, he literally
horror
raised like 2 inches
so
off the couch.
Can we do horror improv?
Fart.
Where you just
he's so guilty. Look at him. Until next episode, thanks for the very first episode of the
thanks,
Crack, or maybe
guys.
Not the first, I don't know, but the if you want
one
to listen
them.
To the extended version where we say some more shit, you can go to the Patreon, and if you want to see my balls, you can watch me shower. Bye.
What? I don't want to
no
oh, fuck.
Dude, that was like sickening to do.